Okay, magandang umaga muli sa lahat. And I am aware that we still have some subjects na hindi natin natapos doon sa ating nakaraang serye on psychology, ethics, and we will have time to still address those subjects. In fact, some lessons already are prepared, but I don't want to miss the opportunity to rest. I mean, the opportunity to learn from brethren na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon sa ating iglesia. At ginagamit natin tuwing malapit nang magbukas ang school year na mangyayari ngayong August sa UPLB. And I have requested some brethren in various fields na magbigay ng mga karanasan nila, mga patutuo, at ang hangarin natin ay mapalakas ang loob, maudyukan ang bawat isa na sila man sa kanilang, sa inyumang mga larangan ay dapat na magpakahusay, magpakadalubhasa, hindi lamang sa mga motibong pangmundo, kundi ang Kristiyano lalo nang may motibo sa larangan na kanyang ginagalawan. And we are indeed a very blessed church when it comes to people who have been given various fields where they can excel. And we will be listening to four of them this month. And for this morning, ang ating paksa ay institution managing, and we can have no better qualified person to speak on that subject than someone who is very much involved in managing an institution, no less than the University of the Philippines, Los Baños. And we are blessed indeed to have with us the Chancellor of UPLB, Dr. Rex Victor Cruz.
Sasabihin ko sana sa inyo, punta na lang kayo sa Martes, sa auditorium, where I will present yung accomplishment report namin for 2014. But siguro, this is an opportunity then to share with you yung mga experiences that I will not be able to share sa auditorium. No? So, but anyway, ako ay mas kinakabahan dito kaysa sa UPLB. Hindi ko alam kung bakit, but ganun talaga. Anyway, salamat Pastor for giving me this opportunity. No? I guess meron naman tayong karanasan na siguro magbibigay din ng encouragement, lalo na para sa mga kabataan natin na hindi natin alam, no, sa darating na panahon kayo man ay maluluklok din sa isang posisyon, no, na kayo ay gagamitin ng Panginoon, no, sa kanyang pamamaraan. So anyway, okay, I'll share with you, you know, some of, again, as I said, yung lessons and experiences in managing UPLB. Let me begin with this, ano, kasi dito nakasalalay yung mga lessons and experiences ko. UP's mandate, no, of which UPLB is one of the constituent universities, is mandated to be the national university. No? So siya yung, kung meron man tinatawag na national university, UP lang yon. Yung NU Bulldogs, ay private yon. Hindi yung National State University. The National University, no, is yung UP. No? And ang National University, UP as the National University, should serve as a graduate university, a research university, and a public service university. So, yung tatlong sub-mandates na yan represents yung trifold, no, function ng university, which is teaching, research, and extension, or providing technical assistance and other types of services, no, sa iba't ibang clients. Okay. Sige. So, managing UPLB, you know, involves three different areas, you know, management of human resources, management of financial resources, and management of physical resources. Baliktad na naman. Nalilito ako pagka dito talaga. No? Okay. Okay. So, when it comes to managing people, no, yung human resources, this is how many people there are, no, to manage a UPLB. We have more than 1,000 faculty members, including those who are not yet tenured, no, contemporary. And then we have more than 500 researchers and extension workers, including those who are contractual. No? And more than 2,500 support staff, no? And more than 13,000 students. So ito yung dami ng mga tao na kailangang i-manage, no, ng isang administrator sa UPLB. And I tell you, it's very challenging, no? Yan. It's very challenging kasi itong mga tao na to, no, have their own talents, they have their own interests, no? They have their own background, religion, you know, and even culture, even age, no? And all of this makes it very challenging, no? Very challenging to keep the harmony and unity, no? And yun ang isa kasing mahalaga in managing, ano, managing an institution or any organization, no, for that matter. You know, how do you keep order? How do you keep harmony and unity among all the players and actors in the organization? You know, but if you have so many, you know, and you have a lot of them with diverse interests and backgrounds, you know, that makes it more difficult. You know, another challenge will be yung conflicts. You know? Conflicts will be a permanent fixture. It will be there, and I tell you, you know, if they take away conflicts and management, I would be very happy, you know, and make the job really very easy, you know. So ganon kalaki yung burden, no, ng conflict management and conflict resolution sa isang university na katulad ng UPLB. So it's a big challenge, no, to manage a lot of people. And then of course we do have a lot of programs as well, no. You have to manage academic and research programs, and we have 9 colleges and 2 schools, around 30 undergraduate degrees, and almost 100 graduate degree programs, and more than 400 research programs. So all this, you know, you have to manage. Of course, lahat ng mga programs ay may kanya-kanyang naka-assign dyan, you know. But then you have to make sure that these programs are, you know, are going in the right direction and the right speed, you know. And this you have to monitor. This you have to keep track of, you know, and make sure that these programs make sense, you know, as, you know, that will bring a significant impact, no, on the society. So ang mandate kasi namin, while we do teaching, while we do research, while we do extension work or public service, you know, the bottom line really is, what do we contribute to the national development? So yun ang hahanapin sa amin, you know. And that's why UP is always blamed, you know, when you talk about presidents, ang dami-dami nating presidente, ang dami-dami ng secretaries, ang dami-daming cabinet members and lawmakers graduate ng UP, no? I think more than 60 congressmen are graduate of UP, no? That's yung mga bago yon, hindi pa kasama yung mga luma. But then ang question is, bakit ba tayo problematic pa rin? Why are we still in such a mess, no? But we are actually gauged, no, how our country is, no, if they're trying to gauge what we contribute to society as, you know, the national university. So we have all these programs, no, to. Okay, so ang challenges dito is how to balance yung science bias education with character building. A lot of the programs, yung mga formal programs natin, ay ano yan, science-based yan, and education-focused, no? But how do you balance that with character building? Now, I say that kasi ang core values, no, ng UP is actually honor and excellence. No? Honor and excellence. And yet, pag pumasok ka sa campus, lahat ng programa doon will be all about science, will be all about arts, will be all about, you know, economics, and so on and so forth. Pero alang tungkol sa character. Lahat yan ay, you know, supposed to be naka-incorporate, no, in the way the courses are delivered, in the way, you know, the campus is being managed. So nakasalalay yan doon sa maraming bagay na hindi kasama sa loob ng classroom, no. How do we keep the programs competitive, relevant, and responsive to the needs and problems of society? Mahalaga ito sa amin, no? Kasi pagka nilangaw na ang programa namin, then we lose our relevance, no? And we lose our attractiveness to get support from the sources of our funding, no? So mahalaga that our programs are regularly reviewed, regularly evaluated, no, to make sure that they still are relevant, no. Okay, so pag meron kami mga programa na isa o dalawa lang ang nagre-register, no, medyo problematic yan, no, and we make an inquiry as to why is that so, no. So kinakailangan alamin namin yon and how we can turn around the program and make them more responsive and relevant. Okay, we manage money, no? I never imagined, you know, that I will be managing such an amount, no? It's not a big amount, no, but it's much, much bigger amount than what I have in the bank to manage. Okay? So, yearly we get, at least, no, starting last year, we get about 1.6 billion, no, annual allocation. And more than 200 million new research funds yearly, and more than 300 million yearly income from tuition, from yung mga assets namin that earn income, land, you know, buildings, dormitories, no, mga facilities. Okay, so practically we're managing about more than 2 billion, no, 2 billion money, 2 billion pesos per year. Okay? So, I mean, UPLB and UP in general is so much blessed in terms of resources. Pag ikinumpir mo yan sa mga state universities and colleges, you know, that makes it more difficult for them actually, you know. Ako nahihirapan sa UPLB without money, you know, ibig sabihin kulang pa rin. How much more yung mga state universities and colleges, no? Alam nyo ba na kapag ka nakikipagkwentuhan ako sa mga presidente ng ibang state colleges, state universities, no? Pag napag-usapan ng mga gastusin, no? Pag sinabi kong, kami nga, ang kuryente namin, 120 million per year. Nagugulat sila kasi ang budget nila is just a little over that, no? And then sasabihin ko, and then we spend so much for security, no? And nalulula sila, no? And yet, sabi ko, kulang pa rin yung resources. But how do you make, you know, both ends meet? Okay, considering that there is so much that you have to spend for, no? So ang challenge actually is how do you use the money? Okay, meron pa pala, no, aside from ayan ito yan to. Okay, so ang challenge, no, ang challenges in managing the financial resources is how to maximize the output, no, the output per investment. It's just like it's just like a business organization, eh. There has to be some may measure of optimal use of resources. Hindi pwedeng, you know, hindi pwedeng release ng money, no, and then you don't see any results that you want, no. So kami ang currency namin ngayon, ako ang currency ko halimbawa, no, pag nagbigay ako ng pondo, okay, ilang scientific papers ba ang mapoproduce nyo niyan, no? Pag humingi sila ng additional tao, okay, how many journal articles or paper are you promising to deliver, no? So yung mga ganun ba, may mga indicators, you know, may mga indicators on how much, no, will be produced out of a given investment. So kinakailangan cost effective, lahat ito, hindi naman tayo mga financial analyst, ano, alam ba ang cost effective diyan? So it's, you know, these are challenges, no, challenges to me kasi ala naman akong background, although may units ako sa MBA, no, nalimutan ko na yun. That was ano pa, 1981 pa, no? And then fund generation, no? This is one of the biggest function of an administrator, you know, how to get funds. You do get funds, no, in two ways, eh. One, in an active way, meaning to say, talagang lumalapit ka, nagsasubmit ka ng mga proposals, no, sa mga financial agencies. And the other one is passive. You are able to attract, no, you are able to attract resources when the funding institutions see that you are worth supporting. No, dumadating yan. And we have a lot of those, no? Meron kaming mga ganyang pondo na nakukuha na lumalapit lang sa amin, tinatawagan, oh, can you submit a proposal, no? Ganito, may pera kami, no? And yun lang isang maganda kasi, you know, we're getting a lot of those. But I don't know if it's, I don't know if it is because of, purely because of maganda yung mga programa namin, baka, no? But I tell you, this is one of the things that I pray for, that UPLB will continue to find favor, you know, from partners and supporters. Kasi ito yung mahalaga, no, to keep UPLB functioning as it should. And then management of physical resources. So what physical resources do we have? We have more than 300 buildings. We have more than about 5,000 hectares of campus, no, including Mount Makiling. And then more than 10,000 More than 10,000 hectares of land grants, no. And ito yung lahat na minamanage namin, no. If we are able to make these resources income generating, you know, UPLB will be okay, no? But a lot of these resources, may mga constraints kami in using, no? Well, hopefully yung aming meron kaming S&T park that will soon be inaugurated, no? And hopefully we can attract mga business locators, mga light science industry, you know, and this will bring in resources as well, no? So malapit na yan, pipirmahan na lang ni Pinoy yung proclamation. Oh, so what are the challenges? Ang again, the challenge is how do you optimize the use of these resources, no? A lot of those assets are non-earning, how do you make them earning? No? Which is a lot of headache din yan, no? Yung how do you maintain? Alam nyo ba na marami sa mga building ng UPLB yung are in a dilapidated condition? Simply because hindi nakatikim man lang ng repair and maintenance, no, since the time na naitayo sila, no. And that's why we are investing a lot ngayon on how to improve and renovate yung mga buildings na yan. Classrooms, laboratories yung ang unahin namin, tsaka mga comfort rooms, no. So ito yung mga concern ng Chancellor. How do you make the comfort room speak and span, no? Aba, ipag hindi ay ang daming reklamo, no. Sabagay, yun din ang reklamo ko noon. So, no. Anyway. And then improvement, of course. By the way, no, in so far as physical resources is concerned, we have launched since last year more than 1.5 billion of modernization plan. No. Lahat halos yun ay may pera na. Ang natitira na lang na projects ay mga 200 million na wala pang pondo. So a lot of this, you know, ay pinag-isipan mabuti kung saan kukunin ng pera at paano gagastusin yung pera na yan. And then, next slide please. So, let me go now to the lessons and experiences kasi nakita niyo na kung gaano kalaki yung problema ko, no? Kaya hindi ko alam kung ako ang malaking problema o si Ike. Kasi mukhang mas marami siyang puting buhok kaysa sa akin, no? But ako ay marami na rin puting buhok. Pero palagi ko, mas marami yung buhok ko na nalagas, no? Okay. Anyway. So, lessons and experiences, no? Ang mahalaga kasi sa, no? Ang mahalaga kasi sa akin, no? Is that I am able to set yung my priorities. Ano bang priority ko, no? Of course, you know, being a chancellor is a big responsibility. But there is a limit, I think, to, ano, you know, there is a limit to what we can sacrifice in terms of time, in terms of resources, you know. And this is where You know, we're, and this is where it, yung pagiging alagad natin comes first. No, we are disciple first. You know, than before anything else. You know, before a manager. So, ang priority dapat natin ay maliwanag. No, and I think this has been my prayer. No, na hindi tayo dumulas. No, dito at hindi lumuwag ang hawak. Yung obedience to God's commands all the time. And yung Christian duties, you know, over call of duty, okay? And then seeking to please God and people, okay? And pagdating kasi dito sa ganitong trabaho namin, you will be exposed to a lot of situations where you will be asked to compromise, no? And I think ang isa sa mga malaking problem namin dito ay nakikita niyong YMCA, no? Yung YMCA building, you know, the reason why it hasn't gone forward, hindi pa natapos-tapos yan, is because they've been trying to ram the project through our throat na, without them wanting to go through the process. No? Gusto nila mas shortcut lahat, gusto nila, you know, exempted sila in many things. You know? And sabi namin, hindi naman pwede yan, no? Because we are accountable for what will happen doon sa area. Lupa nila yon, but then again, yung building is within the campus and will have impact on our operations, on our students, on our environment. So sabi namin, you have to go through the process. They refuse to, eh, hindi sila mag-move. No? Until na, ayaw nilang maniwala sa amin, nakala namin pinahirapan sila, umakyat sila sa president, you know, but the president affirmed yung aming position. You know? But, you know, this is something because these people are very influential and they can, you know, they can push you to make compromises if you are not well grounded on your conviction. So we can compromise on methods but not on our convictions on what is right, what is proper, you know, and what is legal, no? Exactly. Okay. And then yung seeking to please God and people, ito, mahalaga ito, no? Kasi in your position or in a position like what we have, no, sa administration, no, there is always the tendency, no, na mag-isip ka na mas matuwa ang maraming tao sa'yo kaysa mas magalit, no? And sometimes it's important, you know, to maintain yung support ng maraming tao. But when your conviction is being compromised just to please people, no, I think medyo ano na yan, medyo warning sign na yan sa amen. The ultimate goal really is to seek to please God, no. If we, maganda yung sinabi ni Pastor kanina, no, if we excel in what we do, it should not be because, you know, it's not primarily because we want to, you know, we want to please people, but we want to actually please God, you know, and be, be able to glorify God in all that we do. No? Nilagay ko lang yung huling bullet, no, for lack of word, no, yung open faith, closest expectation. Mahalaga kasi ito, eh, no? I think people has to know who you are, eh, no. People has to know who you are. And we're glad, no? Kami na yung Ike, minsan nasasabi nila, kaya pala ganyan yung mga yan, no? Baptist pala yan. No? Yung gano'n, no? And when we hear that, medyo okay yan, eh, no? Parang may impact tayo dito, no? And people are prevented then, no, to approach you with something that they know, you know, you will not agree with them, no, that you will not subscribe to their proposal. So I do believe that maraming ganyan, no, that right away alam na nila kung nasaan ang limit, no, nasaan ang boundary. Okay, next. So how do we cope with challenges, no? How do I cope with challenges? One is that I recognize my limitations. No?
Hello.
I think I know very well what I'm capable of doing, you know. And a lot of times, and most of the time, what I do is to really come to God, no? To
to recognize that even my work, even UPLB is under his sovereignty. Yeah. And I think that gives me comfort. No matter how difficult the task is, no matter how complicated the situations and the conditions that I have to deal with, I have a God, that I can come to and seek for wisdom and guidance. No? So ito yung isang mahalaga. No? I tell you every may mga panahon na pag umaga pa lang ay parang ang laki-laki na ng ulo ko. And sometimes ayokong ma-experience yun every day, and I do my best na pag meron ng ganon, I withdraw and refocus. No? Ang aking resort lang most of the time really is to pray. No? And I think that has been one of my greatest coping mechanism, no, to come to God and submit, no, whatever burden or whatever difficult situations I'm in, no. So yun. And that's why alam niyo paborito ko yung kanta, no, The Warrior Is a Child, no? Because that speaks a lot about yung struggle ko, as somebody who's supposed to be a leader of strength, no, and yet in reality I'm weak, no, yung ganun ba, no. But when you have God on your side, then you become stronger, no, and able to cope with the challenges. And then on the human side, there has to be something. There has to be a core team that will, that will help you. No, my inner circle. And I guess itong principle na to na ginamit din ito ni Jesus Christ, that he has his inner circle. No, and even si Solomon meron din ganyan. No, meron din siyang core group. No, core team that he trusted. No, and sa management din, this is very important, lalo na kapag ka napakalaki ng concerns, no, very wide concerns, you have to have a team that you can rely on, no? And you have to empower them, no? You have to empower these people, eh, no? And meron kasing management style na yung manager, makes everybody reliant, no, dependent on him. That's going to be a very, that's a very difficult way of managing, eh, you know? Putting all your all the responsibilities on your shoulder, no, instead of developing yung mga core support team mo, no, to so that they can also assume responsibility and assume a lot of the tasks that otherwise you will solely take upon yourself. So you have to empower them, and then do a lot of consultation, no. Do a lot of consultation. Do not, ito ang isa sa mga lesson na nalaman namin, do not alienate yung inyong mga tao from the management. The moment you do that, it will be difficult to get their support. Nung una pa lang kaming pumasok ni Ike, no, we did a lot of consultation. Lahat ng sectors, pati mga janitors, minute namin, no, mga security personnel, no, mga ground maintenance crew, lahat yan, meeting namin yan, no? From the deans, to the faculty, to the researchers, no? We met all of them separately, no? Umupo kami talaga sa kanila just to be able to know what their needs are, and I think that is what is important. No, one of the important thing is to be able to know what the needs of the people are. If you want them to support your program, to support your vision, you have to reach out first to them, and know what their needs are and address their needs. Then you can get their support. And then, of course, yung developing partnerships. Very, very important for us. As I said, our resources are not enough. But when we do partnerships with government agencies, with other institutions, we sort of double yung aming resources, We we are able to access yung kanilang resources at the same time. No? So mahalaga yung partners namin because this is the way that we can cope with our limitations. Okay. I just have to say something. Ito walang ano to, medyo random ito eh. Yung kahalagahan ng vision, no? Yung kahalagahan ng vision. This is a vision is something that will that should excite yung mga stakeholders mo, no? If it doesn't excite them, then walang ano, you will not be able to make people, no, share with your vision or believe in your vision. So it has something that will, you know, that should be clear, that should that they can identify with, no, that they can see the benefits to them and to others, you know. Mahalaga yun eh, pag wala silang nakitang relevant sa kanilang sarili or sa need nila, no, that will be very difficult to sell to the people. And it must be communicated, no? Yung vision will have to be communicated over and over and over again, no? Kaya yung aming consultation, yun na rin yung time namin to keep driving, no, to aming sa mga sectors namin, no? That this is the vision, this is where we're going through, aren't you excited, you know? We do all those, ano? Lalo sa mga janitor, no, you have to assure them that what they're doing is important and will be a critical part of attaining the vision. You know? You have to say that. And you have to be truthful and honest, ha? Hindi mo sila binibilog or hindi mo sila tawag dito, o binobola, no? And kapag kaganon, and then sabihin mo, bibigyan ko kayo ng mga steel toe shoes, no, ng goggles, no, etc., ng vest, no. And we did those, eh, no. And it's easier to ano, it's easier than to require them, you know, to perform much greater than they're accustomed to, eh. It has to be, no. It has to be. And yung vision, you know, yung vision is something that will ano, that will actually unite, no, everybody, no. Okay. Ito yung sinasabi ko kanina, no. In academic institution, students learn inside and outside the classroom, no. And students learn more from what they see than from what they hear. And this has been our challenge, eh, no? Because we know exactly that, you know, hindi mo pwedeng ituro ang character, for instance, eh, no? Kaya ako na-realize din, kaya siguro wala yun sa, you know, they don't give weight so much on a formal, ano, formal course on character building, you know, on integrity and so on, no? It's because it doesn't work, you know, it doesn't work well, eh. No? But students learn from what they see, you know. If for instance you talk about integrity and they don't see that in operation sa campus, no, I don't think they will be able to know what integrity is all about, no. If you know you're teaching them how to obey rules and regulation and that they don't see in the campus, I don't think they will understand what, you know, obeying the rules and regulations are all about. Or respect for authority, you know, or diligence in work, no. And that's why I always tell yung mga bagong instructors namin, mga faculty members namin during their seminars on training, no. Like yung sinasabi sa kanila, no, your primary duty is to be in class and teach your topics. But your more important duty, no, but your more important duty is to be a model to your students. Because what they will learn from you most is what they will see what they will see from you, you know, not what they hear from you, you know, that you're teaching. It's going to be more significant. When we go out of the university, you know, studies have shown that we only retain 10% of what we learned, you know, in our school. But, you know, yung character, no, yung character, yung habits, yung preferences and choices that was reinforced while they're in school, they will, you know, they will carry that almost all through their lives, unless they will be siguro spiritually, renewed, no. But it's important, no? It's important. Kaya nga sa university, galit na galit ang maraming galit kay Bicyke, no? Kasi inigpitan ng mga traffic rules, no? Mga traffic violators ay ina-apprehend natin, sinasabihan. Pero maski sabihan, nagagalit pa rin, eh, no? So, yung mga ganun ba? And then yung littering, you know, I've been very particular with littering and gusto namin talaga yung mga estudyante, instead of throwing their litters, you know, around, just put them in their pockets, no? And which I learned, by the way, no? Which I learned in the U.S., no? Which I learned in the U.S., doon ko natutunan yun. Pag may basura ka, lagay mo sa bulsa mo, no? And that's also what we taught to Amy, to Brian, and Alisa, no? Kaya lang si Brian, masyadong naging seryoso, no? Lahat ng basura nilagay niya sa backpack niya. Kaya kinakailangan linggo-linggo, i-unload mo 'yon, no? Kasi nung elementary yan at saka nung elementary yan, eh, lahat ng basura na andoon sa backpack niya, no? But anyway, you know, this is again, no, this is providing a total, no, learning environment for the students inside and outside the classroom. Again, sabi sa niya patalon-talon ito, eh, no? This is what I learned, no? And I learned this from reading one management book. Nalimutan ko ng author, no? Author ay tiga Harvard University. And then later binigyan ako ni pastor ng book ni Maxwell, no? John Maxwell, who has a lot of publications actually on leadership, no? But management is about leadership, eh, no? Management is about leadership. And leadership is about character and strategies. So in other words, you will only be able to manage effectively if you provide good leadership. And good leadership is dependent on your character and dependent on your strategies. No? So, importante, for instance, you know, you have all this. Hindi ko sinasabing meron ako lahat nito. Ah. But there will be times, you know, there will be times that you will be tested, you know, on this character, you know. And even if, as I said, no, hindi ako perfecto sa lahat ng ito, no. And a lot of the times, you know, I fail to demonstrate this, but I see that this is very important, no, for a manager or for an administrator, no. Yung fair and just, you know, how do you do that? When you know a lot of people, you have a lot of friends, you have a lot of, diba? You have a lot of relatives and neighbors, you know. How do you do that? But you have to, no? Kaya nga, siguro, minsan yung mga malalapit sa akin, medyo mas nagsasuffer, eh, no? Because I have to exact on them, you know, a stricter standards than I do to others, no? Otherwise, I will lose credibility in exacting the standards on others, no? Pero hindi naman yun overdoing yung ano, ah. It's still within, you know, within the bounds, but again, you know, kung merong opportunity or room for accommodation, hindi ma-accommodate yung mas malapit, no? And then compassionate is very important, no? And sometimes you have to spend a lot on this as well, no? So we do have a lot of funds and resources for this, no? For financial assistance to those who are in need, no? But sa akin naman pagiging chancellor, no, hindi pa nangyari yon. Hindi katulad nung ako'y director pa lang ng isang maliit na center. That's where I get a lot of yung people coming to me and sharing with me yung problems nila pero hindi na nila masyadong ginagawa. Pag sa chancellor pala, hindi nila masyadong ginagawa yan, eh, no? Pag director ka o chair, no? Doon mo na, eh, doon mo na, doon maraming ganyan, eh, no? And that's where you have to be able to deal with them properly, no? Honesty and transparency, you know, very important, and trustworthy. Napakahalaga din yan, no? I will be reporting yung accomplishments namin, no? As I said, on Tuesday. And ilang beses namin binalikan yung mga i-report namin just to make sure that we are not going to report any accomplishment na hindi naman talaga totoo or naging accomplishment namin, no? Because what we want the people to know is that what we promised then, no, we delivered now. Kung hindi namin na-deliver noon, we won't report it now, no? But we will say why. No, parang ganon. So it's going to be very important. Eh, no? We cannot just keep on promising like politicians. Hindi naman lahat ng politicians ganon, no. But we want to be trustworthy, patient. Ah, ito, no. Pag magagaliting ka, and I have seen a lot of managers like this, no. It's going to be very difficult, and people can. You know, that can backfire actually yung problem with controlling yung anger and yung irritation, no. And I'm surprised when people tell me hindi naman kasi yan nagagalit si Chancellor, eh. No. Sobrang mabait, eh, sabi ko. Kung alam nyo lang. No. Kung alam nyo lang kung paano magtimpi, no. And but you have to do it. You spend a lot of energy doing that, no? But sometimes hindi mo kailangan ilabas yung emotion mo. But you know, just pwede mo pa rin sabihin what you need to say, no? But without anger. Endurance and persistence. UPLB is a big ship, no? UPLB is a big ship, and ang unang tanong namin noon is, kaya ba natin ito? Kaya ba natin paandarin ito? No? Of course, umaandar naman siya. No? Ang assumption namin, hindi naman siya nakatigil. Eh, no? Umaandar. But to change the direction, to redirect yung UPLB, no? It takes time. May ano yan, eh? Merong, may inertia yan. Eh, no? And it doesn't happen immediately. Eh, no? And you have to be persistent, no? Not because you don't see positive results right away, you will stop. No, sometimes you will have to just persevere, you know, and endure in what you're doing because it really takes time. So once na realign mo yan, no, and you are now in the right direction, it doesn't mean that you will move forward, you know, according to the speed that you want. Okay, it takes time as well to gain the momentum, you know, that you need. So it takes a lot of, endurance and persistence, you know, in what you do. Results are sometimes not immediate, you know. And then, of course, yung openness and sacrificial, okay? So, yun, sacrificial, alam niyo yun. isa sa pinaka mahirap, but you know, it has to be a characteristic of a manager, eh. Otherwise, yung being sacrificial kasi yun ang isang parang ano, no, mas madaling makita ng mga tao, and they're usually supportive, you know, people who are sacrificial, no? Okay, now some of the strategies that we have now for UPLB, yung shared governance and joint accountability, nasabi ko na to kanina, no? And then yung blend of incentives and disincentives. So we had to think a lot of ways to encourage, no, positive action. And this is a mixture of incentives and disincentives. So hindi lamang enforcement of rules, no, but at the same time meron ding mga positives, mga incentives, no. And then quick and quality service. Again, pag nasa institution ka na tulad ng public institution like UPLB, you know, ang common reklamo is ang bagal naman, no? Ang bagal mag-process ng papers, no? Ang bagal lahat mabagal, no? Ang bagal mag-request ng equipment or whatever needs, no? So you have to address this and make sure that services are delivered very quickly. And we have done a lot towards this, no? Napabilis namin yung processing ng mga papers, no? Hindi katulad noon eh, you will wait weeks, no, bago lumabas halimbawa ang mga appointment papers. Ngayon ang appointment papers medyo matagal pa rin, I tell you, 2 weeks to 1 month. For me, that's very long, no? Sabi ko nga, if mapapalabas natin ng appointment papers in 1 week, you know, I'll be happy with that. Pero ngayon nasa 2 weeks pa rin. But we're trying our best. Lalo na yung mga payments, no? Mga sweldo, at dapat hindi ma-delay yung mga yon, no? And we have done so much to speed up yung process. Creation of better working and learning environment. As we renovate yung mga classrooms and laboratories, we also renovate yung mga offices, no? You have to build the confidence, you know, and self-image ng mga office workers, you know, by improving their working condition. So, ginagawa din namin yan. Okay, next. Next, please. Wala na? Ah, wala na pala. So, yun, nakala ko. Oh, kasi, pastor, yun lang. Kamuntik na maging isang oras, ah.
Yun pong sa budget ng UPLP, is a big part of it from
ang mga PDAF, PDAP, no, ang mga PDAP namin diyan ay some of the scholarships from congressmen and senators, pero konti lang 'yan, pero meron 'yan. And then one building actually na hindi pa namin itatayo, pero the fund has been obligated, so hindi nila pwedeng bawiin sa amin. So meron kaming ganun, about 65 million.
So is that a significant amount na magiging affected yung operations ng UPLB after it has been declared unconstitutional?
Actually, hindi naman nila kukunin automatically yon, no? For as long as one, they see that it went through the process, no, of halimbawa yung procurement, no, and once they have a certain that it's a good project, hindi naman nila babawiin yun. So we're not worried about it. Yeah.
Thank you po.
What's the biggest frustration, and how does being a Christian help you cope with those frustrations?
Biggest frustration. Ang isa sa, palagay ko ang isa sa biggest frustration dyan as a Christian is, you know, not being able to openly share yung gospel, and not being able even to support, no, any such kind of an activity, no. Parang lumalabas tuloy, parang kami pa ang kontra. Parang, you know, yung, parang, kasi, alimbawa, there was a time when yung, somebody, hindi naman kami, nag-distribute ng Bible, no, sa mga bagong estudyante. And they were accusing us that we are violating yung aming UP charter, that we are supposed to be non-sectarian, no. And para naman sa amin, eh, hindi naman kami yun, eh. No, mga organization naman yan. Should we police them? Should we curtail their rights? Rights nila yun, eh. No? But then we have to position ourselves, you know, such that parang makita nila na, okay, so from here on, bawal na yan. So yung ganun ba? And it's, para sa akin, it's very frustrating. You cannot do it anymore, no, openly and personally. And yet, eto, you cannot open yung ano, When in fact, ito rin ang isang ano eh, ito rin hindi ko ma-reconcile eh. For a lot of faculty conferences already, ang isa sa mga nakita nilang weaknesses ng ano ng UP, ng program ng UP, is the lack actually of ano eh, the lack of spirituality in the program. it's so amazing. You know, this is really surprising to me kasi ito talaga lumalabas ito, no? And a lot of them agreed. Jean, yung ating group, di ba? Noon sa Subic. Natandaan mo yung sa Subic, no? It came out very prominently doon, no? And yet, sabi ko, how do we address this kung hindi naman pinapayagan, no? So it's yeah, ito yung mga, this is really what's frustrating. There are many things that you can do better, no? And yet you cannot do it, especially yung ano eh, yung sa spiritual side. No? Question? Students? Yes,
ano po, politics. How do you deal with ano po, co-workers or constituents na ano nag-exhibit ng mga Filipino values, tapos yung mga tipong kampo-kampo po or kampi-kampi, yung ano parang may sama ng loob pag hindi ano pag hindi ni-recommend or hindi ano pag ni-reject yung ano yung suggestions or that kind of stuff.
Yan ang isa sa mga bagay na I wish wala, no? But I think yun ang reality, eh, no? The reality is that when you make decisions, there will be those that will be pleased and will be those that there will be those that will not be pleased. You just have to we just accept that, eh, no? Because it's a reality, eh, no? Marami kasing decisions na hindi favorable sa lahat, eh, no? But the right decision nonetheless, no? So it's a reality, but yung mga divisions and factions, no, parang hindi rin maalis yun, eh, no? And that is a manifestation ng sinabi ko kanina. You have a diverse population of ano, people inside the university, no, and conflicts, no, differences are bound to come out, eh, in many different forms, no. So we try our best. We try our best to unify them, and we succeeded in some, but I know of one situation where it seems that you know I feel nothing can be done, no, because the division is so deep. But I'm not giving up hope. Pero mayroon yon. But I have to deal with that. People who are pleased and displeased with my decisions. Brother Glenn?
Yung alam ko ang crisis, hindi naman crisis, kundi ang situation ngayon ay yung implementation ng K-12 na siyempre mag-a-adjust ang National University dyan. Alam ko maraming universities, especially private, ay talaga maraming epektuhan na they have to reduce ang kanilang faculty at saka staff because of this one at just at the same time yung mga curriculum. So ang UP, this is the best time na mag-reform kayo, mag-transform. Like anong immediate actions na ginagawa niyo dito?
Okay, we are in the process now of in the beginning of summer break, we have started realigning our courses and our programs. So, for instance, 45 units of GE courses, no, will be transferred to K11 and K12. So, ang challenge namin ngayon is how do we replace yung 45 units na yan? So, it is an ongoing debate. Meron nagsasabi, you know, let's have like 6-7 courses prescribed, you know, and the rest, you know, it's up to the units to decide kung ano yung. But it is a big debate, you know, especially for UP. Gusto lahat ng iba, you know, I mean, gusto ng karamihan dito talaga, and they have the complete freedom, you know, as far as their curriculum is concerned. You know. But again, ang upper management naman insists that there should be some prescribe general education courses just so that it can be guaranteed, you know, na ang mga estudyante natin are getting educated on important and critical subject matter, you know. Si Myla and then si
Chancy, mag-State of the University address ka sa Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Anong i-expect mo na mangyayari sa labas? May bumbero ba or what?
Ah, okay.
And if you can tell us kung ano ang naging improvement o pagbabago, kasi at least ang visual sa amin ay pag-graduation, may significant na pagbabago. But bilang Kristiyano, paano mo sila hinandle? At ano ang mga improvement?
Yeah. I don't expect that, no? I don't expect that, pero if it happens, then we'll have to deal with it, no? But we're not. I'm not expecting that there will be some people protesting outside, especially from the students, no? Because our strategy with the students has been very, we actually opened up yung administration to them, eh, no? We did not keep anything undisclosed to them, you know, as to the many, many things that they that they can know, no? So we offered them, for instance, you know, we offered them seats in various committees of the university and in all colleges, no? So meron silang representative and so on. And then we have a regular dialogue with them, no? Pag may issue sila, sige, special dialogue, no? With respect to dorms, with respect to student organizations, you know, we talk to them regularly. I think communication is the ano. Communication is really the key, no? And of course, yung the way we respond to their, no, to their needs is also an important, is a contributory factor, no, why we're able to develop a good relationship with the students. And then we opened up yung ano, we opened up the opportunities for them to get engaged in our programs. No? So, nag-workshop kami, and then tinanong ko sa, nag-present ako sa kanila, these are the priority programs ng UPLB. Now, you as students, ano ang maitutulong nyo dito sa mga programa na ito? Tell me, and then we will provide what you need so that you can be involved in the project. Kasama si Josiah. Kasama ka ba doon, Josiah? Kasama ka ba doon sa Tagaytay? Ay, hindi ka kasama doon. Okay, but anyway, ganun ang naging ano namin. I mean, we maintained an openness as far as the students are concerned. No? And we don't give them the opportunity to protest. We anticipate yung issues nila, we address them right away. Eh, no? Halimbawa, sa graduation, di ba, gusto nila lagi yung ano. And it has been the position of the university to not to allow them. No, and there had and usually may struggle before, di ba? There's always a struggle between students and the security, you know. Pagka matatapos na yung ceremony, no. But this time, sabi namin, okay, you can get in peacefully, no. You have 5 to 10 minutes, okay. But you have to show us the message that you want to say. So pumayag sila eh, no? Surprisingly, ah, pumayag sila eh, no? Now we have something to say about their message. Sabi namin, titingnan namin 'yan kung yan ay fair, no? Kung hindi, we have to agree, no? And somehow we are able to do that already for the last 3 years. No? And I think it has been a good strategy. And inassure ko lang sila, if you have any concerns, come to me first. No, don't go right away to on the streets, no. Pag-usapan muna natin. Pag hindi tayo nagkasundo, then you go on the streets. Sabi ko ganun. And so far wala pang protest on the streets, no. Except on national issues. I don't, sabi ko sa kanila, pag national issues 'yan, eh kasama nyo kami diyan, no.
Question lang po regarding una dun sa student complaints. How do you handle student complaints when the situation is a bit hindi lang under your jurisdiction pero hindi nyo completely control? Like, for example, yung recent sa STS. Like, it's system-wide na implementation and medyo maraming parang anomalies on the system. How do you handle the complaints there? And related dun sa question kanina, about dun sa politics. Have you ever experienced na pinuliti ka talaga, yung parang pinuliti ka talaga kayo, and how did you handle it? Well, aside from the case yung dun sa YMCA na sinabi nyo kanina. Have you other experiences like that?
Pinuliti ka? Oh, yeah. merong instance na gano'n. No? And when I made the decision during that time, no, okay, ang context kasi ganito eh, no? Somebody was pushing for somebody to become part of my staff, no? And para sa akin naman, the only wrong thing there is that, you know, why impose on me, no, when I have the right to appoint, no? But then nung ano nang there was all these pressures building up, no, I gave way, but ang aking major, ano, ang aking major consideration was how this will impact UPLB. You know? How will this impact UPLB? So I made a decision on the basis that I thought it was to the best interest of UPLB. You know? Kasi hindi rin man, I mean, the person naman is not totally incapable or incompetent, no. It's just that in the first place he was not my pick, no. So I have to give that up, no. So kumbaga hindi naman siya, no, hindi naman siya talaga totally inept, no, for the job, no. May experience naman. But anyway, so yun. And then how do you handle yung complaints? Madali yung sa STS, eh, no. Madali pagka impose ng system yung ano yung program, no. I bring all the concerns up to them. No. But yung mga lumalapit sa akin, I explain that, no. Especially halimbawa yung mga estudyante, mga aktivista natin, they still insist na wala na dapat yung STS or STFAP, no. 'Di ba? Gusto nila totally scrap that, no. And I usually have a good discussion with them, no, and be able to convince them, no. Kaya lang pagbago na naman yung mga leaders, no, eto na naman, no. But actually they can be persuaded, eh, no. Just engage them. Meron yun, eh. No. I don't have any difficulty, no, dealing with students. Just that students are my list of concerns when it comes to yung personnel or people, no. Staff is my number one. my number one concern. May pahabol pa ata Pastor si Glenn.
A last quick question. As a State of the University address niyo bukas, ano ang, bigyan niyo kaming tip, highlights sa iba hindi maka-attend. Highlight doon.
Bukas will just be a presentation of all what we have done, no. So physical accomplishments, program accomplishments, personal development. So yung mga yan basically yung mga areas that I have discussed, no. Fund generation and so on. So Pastor, thank you.
Okay, maraming salamat, Chancellor. Isa sanang itatanong ko bakit hindi manalo-nalo ang UP sa UAAP. Pero hindi na niya concern. But leadership is one of the reflections ng ating Christian conviction, and we are glad to have people like Chancellor and others who are applying their Christian convictions sa areas of leadership, at isama natin sila sa ating mga panalangin. So maraming salamat at sana natuto tayong lahat. I can say I learned a lot, at sana ay may apply natin sa ating mga pinamamahalaan ang ating pagka-Kristiyano. Manalangin tayo. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa mga natutunan namin sa pamamahala ng aming kapatid sa UPLB at dinudulog namin siya sa iyo. Nabigyan mo siya ng lahat ng angking karakter at karunungan upang mapamahalaan niya ang kanyang constituency at gawin din sa mga iba pa sa amin na may kanya-kanyang liderato na ginagawa. Gawin mong ang pagka-Kristiyano namin ay makita sa aming pagka-leader at sa pamamahala at maitaguyod namin ang iyong ikaluluwalhati sa lahat ng ito at naway maging encouragement ito sa mga mananampalataya na kung saan man sila tinawag ng iyong providensya ay kumilos sila ng may tunay na pananampalatayang magbibigay luwalhati sa iyo. Papkalain mo ang lahat ng ito sa aming aplikasyon at nawa mauwi ang lahat sa iyong ikaluluwalhati. Sa pangalan ng Panginoong Hesukristo, ito ang aming panalangin. Amen.